Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka D-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, what's good and what's happening, good people? It's your girl, Jay Baby, your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with that RAI Radio Network, honey. You know the one that hosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors, baby. Y'all know we don't do nothing small around here. And today, my people, today we got a treat for you. So we got Mr. Dooley KP in the building. What's good with you, Bobby?
What's happening?
Nothing much. Good. We're doing good now. We got you in the building, baby. So why don't you go ahead and talk to my people about who you are, what city you rep, and what you do.
Dooley KP, King of Country Pimpin. You know, I represent two cities, not off of Georgia. That's where I'm from. So 229, stand up. And Phoenix, baby, where I'm at right now. So, you know, that's what making things happen. So I represent both of those cities. South and the Southwest, so bringing some country music, what I call poetry, which is country poetry, and that's I represent CEO of Countryside Records. I am the actual CEO of that label, as well as the owner of Beansport Entertainment, which includes other entities such as, you know, I did a book called The Trap. It's out now. We got clothing line, so the Pretty Girl clothing line, Country Royalty coming soon, and Hustlers Nation, of course, which is also a line of mixtape as well as clothing line. So. I'm just a businessman.
Okay. I know. That's why. Look at you. You got a bunch of hats and a bunch of things going on. Look, I appreciate that because it's not a lot of people that got a lot in their bag when they come on the show. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not content with being an artist. So, you know, try to make other moves happen.
I dig it. You know what I'm saying? Because people don't understand how important branding is. And my people, that all that right there is a part of branding. Having your hand in a bunch of different cookie jars, honey, and making it be a success. Now, we're going to jump right into it because I got a chance to listen to your song, Ignorant. For all my people out there, y'all know exactly what that is because some of y'all be on that. Y'all feel me? Now, why don't you go ahead and talk to my people about that single, honey?
You know, it's the latest single from Dooley KP, Ignorant. Being one from the South, and not just being from the South, but our people in general, you know, we don't always speak proper English or correct English. You know, ignorant and ignorance, you know, kind of goes hand in hand. But ignorant was a term that we use in a lot of every day when somebody's doing something, you know, kind of crazy or out of the ordinary, you know, something stupid or dumb or naive or no knowledge or whatever. But it also has to do with my partner. You know, this guy, he always would say, that thing ignorant, or he'll see a female like that thing ignorant. It just kind of kept sticking, you know. And then I told him one day I'll make a song out of it. And then, you know, Jazz Beats came through with the beat and provided it to me. And that was a rap. Got it in there. And there we go. That thing ignorant. That was what it was.
Hey, I'm digging that right there, you know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of cats be on that ignorant shit. That's ignorant, you know what I'm saying? So I'm glad you got a joint out, you know what I'm saying, that some people can really relate to. Now, I did see that you have a mixtape coming, and it's, I believe it's called Hustler Nation's Bandcamp. Is that correct?
Yes. The Bandcamp is the second edition of the Hustler Nation mixtape. As I stated, what we do, Hustler Nation is not just a clothing line brand, but also a line of mixtapes. And there's a bunch of artists who we actually put together on it last, the first one, which was By Any Means Necessary. We put it, you know, on some outlets, some media markets, and they had people from New York, we had people from Arizona, we had people from Georgia, you know, Ohio, so just a bunch of different places. And this time I just kind of felt like I want to go back home with it and touch some people because I didn't touch on the first one, then that we spread it out so much because, like I said, it's just a conglomerate of artists, and if you're a hustler in this game trying to make it in this business, then this is what we do. We feel like everybody should be able to coexist. We got my player partner, DJ Chill Will, who actually hosted. He actually hosted this one, so he's going to be the official DJ for the Hustlers Nation camp.
Okay, because I was just about to ask you. Now, I always let people know I ain't no soccer baby, but I checks up on mine. And I was running across your Twitter, and I saw that you had, you know, you were talking about, you know, you got a dope DJ, you know what I'm saying, that was going to be hosting that. So I'm glad you went ahead and brought that up because that was my next question, baby.
Oh yeah, yeah. Shell Will, you know, he's from the same place I'm from back home, and he's a grinder, you know, doing his thing. And I was like, when we reached out for him the first one, he did his job on it. I always told him I was gonna make, you know, some stuff happen with him. It just never happened while we was back home in the same area. Just it took me to branch out, and, you know, make some move to try to make something happen. And then that's what it is. We did the Hustle Nation by any means necessary, and then we coming back with the band camp. And which the band camp to me is two different meanings of the band camp. Band camp, you know, when you actually are in a band and you go to camp, of course. So this is what this is. You out here trying to actually make your mark, and you grind and hustle and get ready for the season. And that's what the band camp means in one way. But also, you know, if you're a camp, which we are, Hustle Nation, and we're trying to get those bands. So band camp has that double meaning.
Okay, okay. See, I like the fact that you know what I'm saying, you kept your word to your men's and them, because a lot of cats don't, you know what I'm saying, once they move away and they start doing other things, you know, they don't keep up with the things that they say to their people, you know, back home. So shouts out to you for that, and hats off to that. Shouts out to Chill Will, you know what I'm saying? We can't wait to hear what you got going on that joint, you know what I mean? And we really just love to support, you know, that camaraderie that you're going ahead and you're, you know, professing right now. I'm loving that, you know what I mean? We don't do too much of that no more, you know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it.
Now,
I'm going to do.
Okay. Look. Now, I was looking at your Instagram, and I saw you we're pretty much giving like a small bitty yourself on one of your posts, you know what I'm saying? Just talking about yourself, your brand, and things like that. Now, you had said that, that your first performance was actually in the first grade. Is that correct?
Yeah, the first grade. It was weird. It was crazy because I'm a shy person, whether people know it or not. Yeah, I'm on stage. I'm a different caliber type person, but in actuality, I'm a shy, quiet, and like I say, humble type dude. But this childhood friend of mine, shout out to Trent Jane, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. the barber, the bookback barber, you know what I'm saying. So he was around when I was always imitating people. Like whenever a song came on, and around this time, it had to be Poison or MC Hammer or someone. So anybody that came on, Run DMC, NWA, anybody, I would always imitate. And we was at school one day and P.E. and they had the yellow and black boombox on, and next thing I know, they was actually, you know, playing it, and Trent was like, "Come, you got to come in." Wasn't nobody watching at the time, and all of a sudden, he tricked me. He got me into imitating and doing my thing, and then a PE teacher approached me, Ms. Royal, and she was like, "Hey, I need somebody to rap this Christmas rap," and I was like, "I can do anything, you know, I can." And she let me listen to it. I rehearsed it and performed it in front of the whole school, and then they did so good, it came back for year two. And then since then, it was like everybody just wanted me to do some type of rap. Like I did a test rap. I was in chorus because I could rap, not because I could sing, but because I could rap and perform. But just say pep rallies because I could perform and rap. It didn't matter where I went. Somebody always wanted me to rap or freestyle, and this was in me.
Yo, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? You started out at an early age, so it must be meant for you to have some greatness and some success, you know what I'm saying? And it must be great that you are having success, because, like, I've seen your brand. I'm feeling the pretty girl, you know what I'm saying? I support, you know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead and cop me one of them fitties that you got going on your junk that I see, you know what I mean? And I also saw you promoting, and I wanted to know what this was and what your affiliation was with it, with Bemis. Am I saying that right, Bemis?
Correct, Bemis. Yeah, that's like I said, Bemis Boy Entertainment is the actual company, but it comes from where I'm from. I'm from Bemis, you know what I'm saying? Like, and this will be the fifth year. I put on a Bemis reunion every year that I started almost 5 years ago, exactly 5 years ago this year. Created this for my family and friends and people back home to where, like, hey, you know, life is not a promise, so you know we need to get together while we can and have a chance. So every year we try to do the reunion for those that we can see and for those that we lost. So Bemis reunion every year, and that's what happened.
Yo, I'm really loving that. You know what I'm saying? You have a bunch of, you know, different things going on. You always including, it seems like, your people. You're never forgetting where you came from. You're never forgetting who you came up with, you know what I mean? And you're spreading the love. We don't do enough of that as a people, you know what I'm saying? So I want to thank you for that, because, like, I feel like there's not enough leaders who are doing those type of things, you know, in our communities. And I love the fact that y'all do, you out here doing it like this. Like, for my people that's out there listening, I'm going to need y'all to check my boy out on that
twitter.com/theredoolekp. And you need to slide on over to that www.instagram.com/doolekp. And make sure you're checking out that evening, honey, on Dooley KP, his channel on Spotify. You know what I'm saying? You can find other joints on there, like my joint, This Is How We Ball, and High Steppin' Baby. Watch out for that Ignite on 106.1, The Beat, San Diego, between 9 and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and show my boy some love, baby, because I'm definitely feeling what you're talking about, you know what I'm saying, and the way you're going about your thing. Now, y'all already know your girl is a small fish in a big pond, and after this, that's your regularly scheduled program, so they only give me a little bit of time to plug the best, baby. So I want to get you some information on you on, you know, what really just inspires you to keep doing this music and doing, you know, your business the way you handle it.
Music is in and I've been around for a while doing it, but looking out for others, I was told I was going to be a leader at an early age, but you know, I kind of shrugged it off because I was always, like, looking up to some other people, but they say to be a good leader, you have to be a good follower. So paying attention, but I got my nephews, you know, they want to do it. And the Young Rebels are coming in part of Countryside Rec, so they are coming. And I have KJ and Morpheus and a lot of other people who are always coming to me and, like, they want to do music and they see what I'm doing and they want to be a part. So I kind of want to keep myself going to see others that you can always fulfill your dreams. You can always keep pushing if you just believe yourself. I feel like if you don't try, you already fail. So, I mean, you're going to hear some no's, there's going to be some hurdles, some things you got to cross, some doors going to get closed. But if you keep pushing and keep grinding, you'll make that success effort and make your dream come true. It's going to just have to believe in. So I keep pushing for them.
Yo, I'm loving that. Y'all better listen up, baby, because this king is dropping jewels on the ground for you to pick up and wear in your crown, baby. Y'all make sure y'all checking my boy out on his social media outlets. Show him some love, because I'm going to need y'all to like, stream, download, everything my boy got going on. Now, as far as videos go, do we have a video for the Ignite, or you know what I'm saying, is there a YouTube that they can check out?
Not as of yet. We actually just shot the video actually last weekend, so we are in the process of actually getting the Ignite video. I just had to fulfill all obligations. You know, I've been telling folks we're going to get to go up because everybody has been asking for go up, and like I said, I try to keep my word. We did the Walk Some Nasty, supposed to flick, go up and Walk Some Nasty together. We actually did part of it, so people was waiting for the finish of the go up, so we actually did it now. But we're working on the Ignite video, should be done here shortly. Somewhere soon down the line, not too far. We want to make sure we got momentum going with it. So, shout out to Real One on Lens, who's done that, who's shooting this video, and they will also be shooting the Ignite video as well. So,
yo, we're going to be looking out for it. Y'all make sure you're following my boy on Instagram and on Twitter so you don't delay and get up on that Ignite video when it play, baby. Because we're going to make sure we support and then we spinning. We're going to do our job to make sure you got that going on. You feel me? Now, I want you to go ahead, because we're running down on the time. We want to make sure that we're showing all the people that show you some love the same love in return, because we appreciate when people are supporting you in a manner that allows you to do what you do. So go on and give your shout out real quick, you know what I'm saying, so we can show them the Zach love.
For sure. I definitely want to give a shout out to Radio Pushers and all the support that they're doing and everything they got going on, and without them, you know, this interview wouldn't have been possible. So definitely want to shout out Radio Pushers big and heavy. Shout out to all the Countryside Records artists, supporting staff, you know, family, friends, all the famous people that I rock with, you know, all my famous family, the Beautiful Entertainment, you know, just everybody, anybody that's, you know, trying to do something in this game, I'm wanting to shout out y'all too, because this game is actually something that got us a race. So I salute y'all for trying it and doing what y'all do. So shout out to anybody who's actually doing this and, you know, anybody that's following Dooley KP and supporting. I thank y'all. So just one love for everybody.
No doubt, no doubt. Y'all make sure y'all check my boy Dooley KP out. Be watching out for that good old girl video, Ignite, coming to a video and a screen near you, baby. I want to thank you all for listening to the interview with my boy Dooley KP in the building, baby. And I want to thank you, King, for coming on and blessing me.
Thank you for having me. Like I said, once again, every supporter, everybody that's actually got it, know the hand and make it do the KP do what they do. I really appreciate you. So thanks for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
No doubt, no doubt. Now for all my people, I want to
thank y'all for listening to the Drink Hustle Win podcast with your baby, LaJay. Interviewing Dooley KT, baby. We're going to catch you on the flip side and say deuces for now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely.